About that time, the angel come down and said, "Oh, Daniel, I ain't gonna let you stand no more of this. I'm gonna lock him up." He goes around and locks all their mouth, and he don't do just that. He makes them innocent and quiet. He makes them harmless. They just go lay down. They know they can't get old mouth open. Ain't no way in the world to get it open. The angel locked it. The next morning when they got Daniel out, the angel come back down. He unlocked all their mouths. And they threw that bunch over that didn't like Daniel. And the Bible said they had mastery of them and break their bones or ever they came to the bottom of the den. And he saved Daniel and destroyed his adversaries. The three Hebrew children in Daniel the third chapter were saved by the skin of their teeth, just barely. My Lord, they cast them into the fire, and the fire slew the mightiest men of Babylon who were there, the ones that bound them hand and foot. The Bible said the king took the mightiest men of Babylon, and the king's word was urgent. And they made the furnace seven times hotter, and it slew the men that cast them into the furnace. But they fell down into the furnace bound. There's an angel in there waiting for them by the skin of their teeth. And pretty soon he was in there just a few seconds, and they stood up. Stood up. How can you stand up? And they see another fellow in the fire with him. And the king arose. He was astonished, and he said to his counselors and lord, "Did not we cast three men into the fiery furnace?" "Yea, king." They knew they better agree with him. If he'd said 12, he'd said yes. But they were right. He said, "Well, I see four. Do you guys?" "Yea, king." He said to those men, "Come out of there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." He said, "Servants of the Most High God, come forth. And come hither," praise God, "saved by the skin of their teeth," because they trusted in their God. And Nebuchadnezzar said, "I change the law now, and I make a decree that anybody in my kingdom that says a word, even a little word, amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and his house made a dunghill. For what God is he that can deliver after this sort?" And the last verse said, "And the king promoted them." Lord, saved by the skin of their teeth. They didn't know what God was going to do, and they said it. You don't know what God's going to do. You can have faith in God. You can have faith the day you die. But it might be your time, and you don't know it. But what'd you do? Like the ones in Hebrews 11, they all died in faith. You got to die like that. You ain't dying there a hollering, a squalling, "Oh, God, please don't let me go now." You die in faith. Those men said of their own accord in the third chapter of Daniel, verses 16 through 18, when the king commanded them to bow to his golden image at the sound of the music, they said, "O king, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace and out of thy hand, O king. But if he don't," praise God, "be it known to thee that we will not bow nor serve thy gods that you made." Man alive. He got madder. He'd never been that mad before. And to the fiery furnace they went, saved by the skin of their teeth, because they put their trust in the Lord. They had the promises of Isaiah 57:17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." This is our heritage. What is your heritage? To get saved by the skin of your teeth. And that's all God's promised you. They had the promise of Isaiah 43. I want to show you the first four verses of that chapter and see why they could believe God, what promise they had, And why they could quench the violence of fire and stop the mouths of lions and put to flight the armies of the aliens and women receive their dead raised to life again. Now, how could they do it? Save by the skin of their teeth. Isaiah 43:1. Now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You're mine. So I'm going to take care of you. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had that promise. Thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When the king and the counselor smelled the garments of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Bible said their hair wasn't singed, and the smell of smoke hadn't even got on their clothes. Praise God. Saved by the skin of their teeth. Now, they had this promise. And he says, here's why. Here's why God says, I redeemed you and how I did it. He said, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Three great nations God gave for those people that were his redeemed. You're mine. And I bought you with Egypt, Ethiopia, and Seba. And since you were precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. And I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for your life. I'll play around and destroy even a nation to deliver you, for you're mine. I redeemed you. And I'll still give men for you. I'll let other men perish. I'll let them perish, but I'll save you. Hasn't he done that again and again? How about them men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire? The fire slew those men. You know that? How about back in the days of the apostles when Simon Peter was saved by the hair of his head or the skin of his teeth? In Acts the 12th chapter, the Bible said Herod cut off the head of the apostle James, and seeing it pleased the Jews, he took Peter and put him in jail, intending the day after Easter to cut his head off also. But prayer was made, verse 5 said, of the church without ceasing unto God for it. And that night, just before daylight, when they were going to cut his head off at sunup, the Bible said an angel of the Lord came into the prison, and Peter was asleep, bound with a quaternion of soldiers. I don't know how many a quaternion is, but it's about 40. Now, I intended to get that fellow. He was a big fisherman. He was a chief troublemaker for those Romans and those unbelieving Jews. He had a DD after his name. He was a devil disturber, just like we give out degrees here. Not doctors of divinity, but devil disturbers. You get where you really disturb the devil, we give you a degree, DD. Praise God. And the Bible said he came in, and the light shone down on him, and he smote him, popped him in the side, said, wake up, Peter. And he woke up, and the chains just fell off his legs and hands. He said, follow me, bind on your sandals, and follow me. Put his shoes on, come after him, all them doors. He had him in death row. That was death row, and there was a lot of doors opened up. You ever been in there? I've been in there, and them doors clicking behind you. Makes you feel some kind of funny going there to see a fellow on death row. Them shutting them doors behind you. You don't know whether you're going to get out of there or not for sure. They might take you to be one of them fellows supposed to be executed. They've been there looking for the fellow to be executed. Said, this looks like a good one. Take him. Praise God. Well, anyway, Peter followed him. When he got to the great gate that was made of iron that led out into the street, it opened and slammed back again. There was another angel in there going right in front of that one, opening all the doors. All he was a guide. And then the angel disappeared, and Peter pinched himself. He said, now I know the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me from the expectation of the Jews and Herod. And he went down. Where do you think he went? He went with us and prayed folks because he knew something was going on. He didn't go look up some old boneheaded Christian about half backslid and won't go to church half the time and won't support God's work and don't live half right and bad attitudes and all of that. He didn't go to their houses. He went down there where he knew there was an old saint of God